Good morning. It's 6 a.m. on this, the seventh day of March, the year of our Lord, 2018. Kenneth Hill is my name, and I'm your host for our prayer time get-together. I am apologetic because I was not able to be with you as per normal yesterday. I had to use a recorded program from long ago because I was ill yesterday and yesterday evening. I've been having some major difficulties. I don't know how major they are in the scheme of things as far as, you know, health and that, but they're majorly problematic because they create problems that don't allow me to do what I need to get done, and that bothers me. But the Lord knows what He's doing, and we're asking Him to take care of it for us, and we're praying that He will, and I encourage you, please, to pray with me. But I'm glad to be with you today, and I'll be here every chance I can, every time I can. And we'll be trusting that the Lord's going to keep the doors open for me to be here for our prayer time get-together. As I said, this is Wednesday. It is the seventh day of March, the year of our Lord, 2018. And I don't know if you've ever experienced a cowboy Bible study or a cowboy church. If you haven't, it's a very interesting thing. And certainly whenever the gospel is given out and whenever the truth of the word is given, it doesn't matter in what venue, whether it's a cowboy venue or just a regular house of worship, that's fine. I enjoy hearing the word of God ministered to my heart. And the folks over at the Cowboy Church or Cowboy Bible Study, the first Tuesday of every month, Gunnings Baptist Church holds that at their Fellowship Hall building, which used to be called the Red Room, next to Carolina Pottery. And so it's an interesting program, but it's a good one. And Larry is in charge of that, and we're glad that he is, Larry Ferguson. He knows what he's doing. He likes the outdoor life, he says, and so we commend that to you next month, the first Tuesday of the month in the evening. We are in Romans chapter 1, and I want to go there, but first I want to tell you that our address is WHCB Radio, P.O. Box 5, Blountville, Tennessee, 37617. That's WHCB Radio, P.O. Box 5, Blountville, Tennessee, 37617. You can also go online, find us there, email us there, donate to the work. There's lots of things you can do by going to our website, whcbradio.org. That's whcbradio.org. And don't forget Bible Buddies Radio. That's mybbr.club. Bible Buddies Radio, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's kids programs and kids music, and it is wonderful. The Morning Zoo with Uncle Paul, the Lunch Bunch with Mr. Clayton, and you've got Bible Buddies every afternoon with Mr. Matthew. So you've got all the good things for the kids on Bible Buddies Radio, found online at mybbr.club. And I think that's wonderful. Now, we're in Romans chapter 1, verse 16, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ." And why did he say that that was important? Because he was ready to go to Rome to preach. And he was going to go preach the gospel of Christ because he wasn't ashamed of it. It is the power, not was, but is, the power of God unto salvation. Without this gospel of Jesus Christ, there would be no salvation for us, no salvation for anyone. And it's available to everyone that believes, both to the Jew first and then also to the Gentile or the Greek. It's in that gospel, he says in verse 17, that the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. That's my faith to your faith to somebody else's faith. It's revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. And so our faith is in nothing less than Jesus Christ and his righteousness. It's not in us. It's in Christ Jesus. And he lets us know, that is, Paul the Apostle lets us know, that the wrath of God will be revealed against all ungodliness and all unrighteousness of humankind who hold this truth in unrighteousness. They refuse to live as God would have them to live. They refuse to embrace the gospel as God would have them to embrace the gospel. And so it's important for us to understand that when we get the gospel, when it's given to us, that we should live the gospel. We shouldn't change the truth of God into a lie. We shouldn't worship the creature more than the creator. We should give God the glory, for he alone is worthy of all glory. And so that's true. And that's in Romans chapter 1. And then if you go on to Romans chapter 2, it begins with the fact that we are inexcusable. If we judge folks, if we look at other people, we are inexcusable because we're condemning ourselves, since our sin is greater than the sin of those around us. You said, how do you know that? Well, I don't, but that's what he says here, and he knows that. He says, we're sure that the judgment of God is according to truth against them which commit the things that are mentioned in chapter 1 at the end. And so that's very important. So it's God who will judge, and it's God who has no respect of persons. Verse 11 of chapter 2 of Romans has that to say. And we are to do the law, not just to hear the law. And so that's important, that we do what we're called to do and not just hear the call and ignore it. It is important for us to live as God would have us to live, so that we can be faithful in our life. May that be true of you, my friend, and may it also be true of me. Time for us to go to prayer. We've got a lot of people to pray for, a lot of things to pray about. Let's go to prayer now. Heavenly Father, thank you for loving us with a love that never fails. Thank you for salvation through Jesus Christ our Lord. Thank you for your forgiveness of sin. Thank you for drawing us close to you. Thank you for loving us beyond measure. Thank you for who you are and what you do for us. Thank you for providing for this ministry so we can continue to pay the bills and go forward. Lord, we acknowledge that all good gifts come from you, and we thank you for your provision. We pray for our friends in need today, whether it be a physical need, whether it be a health need, whether it's an emotional need, whatever the need is, Lord, we pray that you would meet their need and do it in such a way, meet their need in such a way that folks will absolutely stand up and give you praise, Father. We thank you for that. We give you praise, and we do that in the name that's above all names, the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior and our soon coming King. Amen. And amen.